Trash Talking Tuesday.
A mess.
Dirty.
Mud.
Getting dragged in the mud.
Because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
He started it.
You got game?
It's a mess.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Hour number three begins. It's 8:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy is in the house, and special guest joining us now, Dr. John. He's been with us since the get-go in COVID and informing us and giving us information. And Dr. John, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. It's a great Tuesday. Good to have you. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm sitting in front of the hospital right now getting ready to make my rounds, but I wanted to get in touch with you guys about this event coming up on Saturday. It's going to be huge.
Okay, tell us about the event. Saturday at the World Equestrian Center?
Yeah, we had to pick out the Expo Center, which is in the back of the World Equestrian Center. It's a huge facility. You can get up to 1,000 people in there. We actually expanded the number of tickets just for your audience today. We were supposed to be cut off yesterday, and Greg was kind enough to say, let's get on the show Tuesday. So, yeah, we have until noon today. There are $50 tickets, which is a luncheon, and you are with the subject matter experts on COVID from all over the country. We've got Ryan Cole flying in from Idaho. We've got Robert Malone, the inventor of messenger RNA technology, coming in from Virginia. Peter McCullough flying in from Texas. Paul Alexander flying in from Canada. These are the folks who are the experts, and there's a half a dozen more speakers that have all really, I'll tell you guys, put their lives, their reputations, their careers on the line to talk about COVID. It's crazy that physicians have to do that. You know, they're not getting paid a dime. They're not getting paid a dime to speak at this event. We're playing for the airfare, and that's it. And that's what the $50 ticket is helping us to cover, as well as the lunch. But they know that this is a crisis, not just, you know, it's a crisis for our country, for our times, but it's a crisis for the medical profession. And that's why one of the best achievements for this event is that I was able to make it a medical education seminar where nurses and doctors and physicians assistants, nurse practitioners, they can get 5 hours of continuing education credit, CME credit. So it's also for the lay people, but I'm really encouraging anyone in your listening audience that's a healthcare provider to get to this event, because it's not a rally. It's an educational event, and we're going to hit on the big three topics that I think everyone's going to come away with a consensus about. Number one, we're going to talk about people's natural immunity, people who've had COVID and recovered, like myself, and really how long does that immunity last? We're going to go into the B cell, the T cell, you know, the bone marrow, how long that immunity, and really what is the role of vaccine mandates for people who are COVID recovered. We're going to talk about children, you know, 6-, 7-, 8-year-old kids who are healthy, and whether the vaccines are more risky or beneficial in that age group. And we're going to talk, of course, about the treatment options for COVID, which they've expanded so much beyond even ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
Well, that's good news that there's more therapeutics at work there. I have a question for you, doctor. I saw that in Ireland, they have a 91% vaccination rate, and even higher in some parts of Ireland. That's the highest in the world, yet they still have issues with people becoming hospitalized with COVID. Can you help to explain that?
Oh, it's simple. It's frustrating for the people who've been vaccinated. But I've been saying from the very beginning that the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccines specifically, have not been able to show that they're going to be effective or extremely effective against the future variants. You know, we know people got a limited protection with the Delta variant, and there was no doubt about the fact that when the wave of Delta came in here back in June and July, those who were vaccinated had an initial, I would have to call it initial phase of being protected. But that immunity has waned. The COVID booster shots have not been helpful. And, yeah, we have counties like Waterford County, Ireland, 99% of the – in Ireland, you have to be vaccinated to be able to even go grocery shopping. So, of course, you're going to get vaccinated. It's a socialist country right now. So everyone's vaccinated, and yet part of it, guys, is this. Everyone's vaccinated, so when you get COVID, everyone in the hospital has been vaccinated. But they're still getting COVID, and they're still in the ICUs, and there are mortalities associated with this. So – we have got to come up with other alternatives, and we've had them from the get-go. We've had these medication regimens from the very beginning. And yet, in my own practice, have I seen vaccinated people sick and in the hospital? Absolutely. And have they improved? Of course, with the medications I'm giving them, yes, they have, if we get it to them quickly enough. Early treatment is pivotal. But again, this event, the fact that we are able to get the educational credits, there's a huge entrenchment in the medical community, both in Gainesville and Ocala. You know, we have huge groups of doctors who just won't come, and they tell me they know all they need to know about COVID. Well, I'd encourage you, if you have a physician or you know a provider who says that, I don't need to know anything more, then you really got to question, you know, their judgment and say, listen, guys, get out and just open your brains. This is going to be a 5-hour with a bunch of Q&A. And by the way, we have Jeff Childers coming from your neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
To talk about vaccine mandates, and we'll have the physicians with him talking about medical exemptions. What's a legitimate medical exemption for a vaccine mandate? And, of course, religious exemptions. This is so timely. You know, the governor's going to have a special session in just 2 weeks for a whole week, a legislative session on this issue up in Tallahassee. And I believe that this conference is going to be a springboard for the legislators who are also coming to this, by the way. We got state legislators and senators, and hopefully we'll see the attorney general there and other surprise guests from Tallahassee.
Well, that's important. It's a shame that you're getting such a resistance from some in the medical community. You know, follow the science. Well, we all know science changes. I mean, you know, be great if we all lived in a farmhouse and the doctor came by, knocked on the door and, you know, gave us the treatment we needed. But, you know, here we are, the year 2021, and there are new things coming at us all the time. Why wouldn't they be open-minded about, you know, treatments for these things?
Oh, I don't know. I've never known a disease. You know, I was in training when HIV first came on the scene back in D.C. where I was at George Washington. And there was an enthusiasm about learning about antivirals, about using Bactrim, which was a routine antibiotic that was healing people. You remember the controversy, perhaps, with Anthony Fauci, who did not embrace the use of a cheap drug to treat pneumocystis pneumonia, which was what was killing people with HIV. So there's always been this resistance in medicine to use things that have been around forever, you know, that are not being pushed by the pharmaceutical industry, by the vaccine industry. Unfortunately, that has percolated into our medical education, you know, the medical schools and the residency programs and the hospitals. So, you know, when they see people like me using something like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine for an off-label indication, some of them just can't get it. And also, there's an ego issue at stake. I think a lot of physicians have been doing this for so long, the same thing with COVID. They don't want to believe that those of us who've been doing other things have had the success we've had. You know, I've said that before, too. It's very hard for physicians sometimes, for physicians especially, to come together, you know, drop the ego and just come and let's learn in an open forum. This is going to be, when you meet these people, when you meet Drs. McCullough and Urso and Cole, And the others that are coming, they're such wonderful human beings, I guess is the best way I can put it. They're just normal folks with great hearts who love our country, who love the profession of medicine. And that's what we're going to have on stage for 5 hours on Saturday between 10 and 3. Just come out and check them out, because they're not. This is not some kind of a Broadway show or some kind of gimmick. These are doctors who just want to spread what they know, their knowledge. And by the way I'm setting it up, we learn from each other. It's a panel, so we'll be going back and forth, and the audience can participate. Come up, ask your challenging questions. It's going to be a great forum.
Dr. John, we love it. We love what you've been all about. We're so happy that you've been sharing a lot of this with us. Real quick, website, ticket information.
Florida Summit on COVID. Florida Summit on COVID. It'll take you to Eventbrite. Get your tickets before noon today, and that's it. We have to cut them off because Expo Center said they can't feed everybody if we don't know by noon today. Florida Summit on COVID.
Florida Summit.
It'll be live streamed as well.
Dr. Yeah. John, thanks. Thank you so much. Yep. Keep fighting the good fight. He's got to go do his rounds. We got to take a break. It's 8:16, and you're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Come on.